Our next guest has been around the world chasing all things bizarre, paranormal, and inexplicable. But he says back in his native Wisconsin, you can't throw a stone without hitting something or some place that has some haunted legend. And whether you're a believer or not, chasing these local legends can be a good start for some travel plans. Chad Lewis is a paranormal researcher, author, and lecturer. Chad, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy Friday the 13th.
It's a special day for you, right?
It really is. I'm cursed. I was supposed to be in the studio with you.
You were.
But I was in northern Minnesota last night, and the floods came through and trapped me in that crazy land of Minnesota.
Well, yeah, you didn't even get to the supernatural. The natural kept you from getting down here today.
Yes, and sometimes that's even weirder.
Right. Now, a big thing for you, Chad, I know, is you are always looking for local legends of hauntings and other supernatural activity, and no matter how many you hear, there are always more out there, it sounds like.
There really are. I'm always learning new legends, folklore, and mysteries, and I figure if I do it another 20 years, there won't be one place in the Midwest that doesn't have a legend attached to it. But it just illustrates how popular and how much these legends just progress over the years.
And now, you don't just collect stories. You like to experience the location firsthand, even if you don't experience the legend itself. How do you follow up on sort of a self-dares to check out supposedly haunted sites?
Well, I think in order to truly appreciate the legend, you have to see where it takes place, talk to the people where the legend has been brewing for years, and really just take a look at what may be causing it. And what I noticed at a lot of these alleged paranormal places is that a lot of them had dares attached to them, that you have to do something for the legend to come true. If you jump over the witch's grave, you'll be cursed and she'll chase you out of the cemetery, things of that nature. So a few years back, I started doing these dares for my own enjoyment, and then I started filming them just in case something were to happen.
Share one of them with us. Tell us about the story of, I think it's called Weary Road by Evansville.
Yeah, not too far from Madison, an old abandoned road, very neglected, highly spray painted by teenagers going out there. And the legend, there's a spirit of Old Man Weary who will chase you off of the road and throw a brick into your back window. But one of the dares is that if you park your car and shut it off on the bridge, you will not be able to start your car back up. And people have contacted me claiming that they had to be jumped, started out of there, or towed out of there, that their brand new cars wouldn't function while they were there. And how these legends, the origin of them, oftentimes is very unknown, but yet they persist year after year after year.
All right, Chad, I got to ask, did you turn your car off on the bridge?
I did, and thankfully my car started back up. And cars play a huge role in these dares. There are many dares where if you park your car and put it in neutral, the spirits of those who lost their lives on a railroad track will push your car over the tracks to safety uphill, and you can see the prints on the back of your car. Or that if you park your car in Spooner, Wisconsin, out on Little Valley Road at night, a phantom hearse will appear behind you and chase you into town. So even if you don't want to get out of your car, if you're too afraid, you can still do these dares.
Talking to Chad Lewis, paranormal researcher here in Wisconsin. He's written books about hauntings in Wisconsin and the Midwest and beyond. Chad, for people who aren't paranormal researchers themselves, can we make this part of our kind of weekend travel plans?
I'm amazed at how many people contact me. Mother-daughter weekends, family trips, geocaching, bachelor parties. You name it, people go to these places. They take the back roads. They make an adventure of it. And I think that's the interesting part, is that most people who contact me about going to these places, they often remember something not even attached to the legend. Like when you're traveling and something mishap takes place, at the time, it's terrible. It really ruins your vacation. But years later, that's usually the story you're telling people about that trip. And it's the same thing with these legends, that if you go there, hopefully something happens. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but you'll have an adventure.
And Chad, you don't just do the dares themselves. You, I think, go out of your way to try to talk to locals wherever you are to see if they might have a story or a perspective on the local legend.
I try to dig up fact from fiction, try to find the origin. And what's interesting is I'll often talk to seniors in the area who remember the legend one way, and then you talk to teenagers and younger folks, and they have a completely different version of the same legend. It's just progressed and morphed, almost like the telephone game over the years.
So full moon tonight, Chad, Friday the 13th. What does Chad Lewis do on a night like this?
Yes, I'm going to be at one of my favorite places, a place near and dear to my heart, one of the first cases of hauntings I ever investigated. Many people believe that as Halloween gets closer, that veil between worlds gets thinner and thinner, allowing you to peek into this other dimension or world, whatever you believe. But remember, sometimes that means that dimension can peek back at you.
Now, talk about some rules for the non-supernatural locals. You know, some of these, I'm sure, are on private property. Give us some etiquette if we're wanting to maybe take on a dare or check out a site, but we want to be respectful of the currently living inhabitants.
Yes, I always promote places that are open to the public, and most graveyards are open until dark and respect that. But also, I go to the places during the day so you can feel them out and get a look and see if there are any holes in the ground that might twist your ankle or just any oddities. And then if you feel that things may happen more at dark, you can go back. Often I recommend not only bringing someone for safety if something were to happen, but if something paranormal happens, you have a witness there with you as well.
Chad, what's on your list of places in Wisconsin that you still want to visit for the first time or maybe revisit to give it another shot?
Yeah, I don't know if there's, well, maybe some of your listeners will tell me new spots that I haven't been, but one place I haven't been for about 5 or 6 years is outside of my hometown of Eau Claire, a river and an island called Mary Dean where a young girl drowned in the 1800s. And the dare is that if you walk out into the water, the spirit of this woman will act like a siren and try to entice you under and pull you under, and you'll meet your watery grave. And I did it about 5 years ago, walking out into the river on my own and seeing if she would pull me under. But it was so much fun, I want to try it again.
Now, you've been at this a long time. What still keeps you excited about investigating and, in some cases, reinvestigating these local legends?
I think if you get into it thinking you're going to solve a case or explain what ghosts or monsters might be, you might burn out very quickly. Long ago, I saw it more as an adventure that, again, I'm hitting the back roads. I'm stopping at the roadside attractions that I didn't know were there. I'm staying at the mom and pop motels, getting a flavor of the legend and the people. And when I think more and more cities are starting to look the same with the same businesses, restaurants, and lodging, that these legends, they give somebody something unique. And that's what people, I think, are craving.
So you're approaching this more as kind of a supernatural explorer than like, I don't know, Scooby and Shaggy trying to figure out who's behind the mask.
Yeah, a lot of these places, it's very difficult. If I tell you that Elk Lake Dam in Wisconsin is not haunted and you go out there and have an experience, you're going to think it's haunted or vice versa. So I always leave it up to the reader, the listener, what be it, to go to these places. Don't take my word either way. Get out there and explore for yourself. And I think oftentimes you might find the scariest thing out there is often yourself.
Chad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Keep an eye out.
We will. That's Chad Lewis, paranormal researcher, author, and lecturer. We talked to him today about supernatural legends in Wisconsin and how to appreciate them, even if we're not trying to solve them.